welcome to Mark Langley's Horsemanship Podcast.
G'day, everybody. How are you going? Hi, Jenny.
The first question is from Sue. If you were riding your horse alone along a narrow dirt track and a large wombat wandered out in front of you and your horse was very worried, would you keep your horse facing towards the wombat as opposed to letting your horse turn away? And how would you help your horse to regain that calm?
Just before I answer the question, there's something interesting. Two weeks ago, we had a question, must have been from America, about a cougar. And we don't have very many scary animals over here, but something about wombats. They are pretty hardy animals, and they actually hide in their holes. And if a dog or a fox or anything goes in their hole, they lay down and they can get up and they can squash them. And so that's how wombats are. So though we don't have the scary stuff, the wombats are pretty tough, I think. But anyway, enough to scare a horse. But with your horse, should you turn away or should you let the horse keep looking? Basically, it just depends on the level of anxiety in your horse. So if your horse kind of looks and goes, I want to know what that is, and it's still, you get to the point where they become very reactive and dangerous, or are they just thinking about the wombat and freezing and or just wanting to know that it's okay and safe? So some horses will look at something to find out if they should run or not. So basically, if it's not too bad, then you could allow your horse to look a little. If it escalates where your horse starts to really start to panic because it's sort of really starting to worry about what it's looking at, whether it be a wombat or anything else, then basically you want to distract it pretty quickly. And distracting it might mean you take it away from the object. So basically, you're taking it away so the horse is feeling a little safer by actually moving away from the scary thing. So before the horse decides to flee, I suppose. Now, if it feels like as soon as it sees, realizes there's a wombat there or anything, and it feels like this horse feels really anxious, then I would just take it away and then in a safe area turn back to look. But yeah, if it's not too bad and the horse is, in a reasonable state of mind that it's not going to go into the red zone too much, then you could allow it to stay and look until it sort of goes, okay, well, it's a wombat, I understand it is, because a lot of things like that, especially if you've got to keep going up the track, the wombat will disappear eventually, and I suppose, and you could walk along. But if it was something that was up there that you had to go past, well, your horse has to look at it for long enough and make its own decision that it's safe to go through there. You can't really push them through. You have to allow them a little time to think about things. But, yeah, if a horse can, like the way horses regulate is they move their feet, don't they? So basically, if a horse gets a fright from something and if it feels that it's available, that it can move away from it and then think about it, then it may do that. So if you can make that available that it actually goes away and then turns back, well, that's going to be good. But sometimes you've just got to be able to distract your horse away from it if it's going to escalate. So that's where, understanding the reins and doing certain transitions, especially with the reins of, hey, change your thought, look over here, think over here, let's go over here and reset a little and then maybe think back up the path again so we can go up there. Yeah, thanks for that question. But, yeah, it always comes along, and it's always the thing that people sort of wonder, should I keep looking at it, should I go away? But yeah, each one of them is right depending on the level of anxiety.
We'll be back very soon with more questions answered.